This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Before coming to work at the University of South Florida, Dr. Laura Mattia was a personal financial planner with her own firm in New York State.
What I saw really was very upsetting. I had a lot of people that would come to my office, 70-year-old women who their husband died a couple of years ago, had $1 million life insurance policy. They come see me, there's $100,000 left. Now what do I do? I mean, it's heartbreaking when you see these people that have gotten bad advice.
In many cases, she says, it was simply because the financial professional giving the advice lacked certain knowledge.
I thought that they were a bunch of unethical people. I've now since realized that it's not that they're unethical. They don't even know what they don't know.
Mattia hopes to change that and address a major need as the director of the new Muma College of Business Personal Financial Planning Program.
I am so happy, honored, and thrilled.
The program, which will first offer an undergraduate degree, was formally unveiled at an April event at the college. Potential students heard from a panel of financial planners who will serve as advisors to the program, including Jeff Simon, Senior Vice President of Investments for Raymond James & Associates.
We're going to help mentor, we're going to help people as interns, and ultimately we're going to be the people who hire the students coming out of this program.
Simon, who received his MBA from USF, says the demand for skilled planners is rapidly growing.
The number of people who are working in this field now are aging. They're getting older. They're going to be retiring in a number of years. There are not enough young people with these skills to take their place.
Figures show that the average age of a financial advisor is in the mid-50s, with only 3 or 4% under the age of 30. Moez Lamayam is the dean of the College of Business.
What is making the situation more challenging is that there is no supply of talent. There are very few programs, and even if there are, most of these programs are certificates and continuing education.
USF hopes to join other schools known for their financial planning degrees, like the University of Georgia, Boston University, and Texas Tech, where Mattia received her doctorate in financial planning. Lamayam says USF's program will create what he calls a new breed of planner advisor who first will understand the basic foundation of business accounting, finance, and marketing.
In addition, they will be technology savvy. They understand digital marketing and big data and analytics. They will have all the human career soft skills necessary, and also we emphasize ethics.
He adds that it will save students time as they'll be ready to take the exam to become a certified financial planner when they graduate.
We've heard from many professionals said, I had to take 2, 3, 4 years, sometimes 5 years of my life to pass that exam and to launch my career in financial planning advising. They will not have to do that if they go through this degree.
Lamayam says it's also a potentially lucrative career, as the average entry-level salary for a CFP is $58,000. For some students, however, it's not about the money. Ann Hayes graduated from St. Leo University last year with a degree in English, but is now considering enrolling in the financial planning program.
It emphasizes being able to help people, which is a reason that I originally shied away from getting a business major. So this definitely interests me to be able to help people with their money.
And Laura Mattia says the program will emphasize the personal side of personal finance, adding that potential psychology and nursing majors could make good planners because they relate to people well.
It's more of almost like a liberal arts degree in business, and it's a lot of problem solving, common sense, and it's very transferable to a lot of areas, a lot of occupations.
As many as 70 students could be admitted to the Personal Financial Planning undergraduate program when it launches this fall. MUMA officials hope to have an MBA-level program running in the next year or two. For a link to the program, as well as photos from the launch event, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.